Paul writes verse 7 again, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What we think from this topic, still thankful for the blood. Still thankful for the blood. How many of y'all grateful for what Jesus did for you? We sang earlier, there's still power in the blood of the Lamb. Still thankful for the blood. How many believe in the Lord Jesus today? How many believe that his blood still saves? How many believe that his blood still heals? Do you still thank him for his blood? Believe it or not, many folks still believe in fairy tales and don't believe in Jesus. You know, they believe in the fairy godmother, and they believe in the tooth fairy, but don't believe in Jesus. Let me declare right here, right now, that Jesus is real. Do I have at least one witness? Have you experienced enough in your life that you know what you know? And can't nobody tell you nothing else? He's real, I tell you. His blood still works. Am I right? Yeah. Are y'all still thankful today for the blood? I remember one of those fairy tales had a prince kissing a princess and waking her up. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know the Prince of Peace. Jesus kissed me one day, and he kissed me with his grace and his love, and he woke me up and set me free from Satan's hold on me. Anybody ever been kissed by Jesus? Yeah. Yeah, it was a great thing that he did for us. Am I right? The blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross loosed me and set me free. It was a great thing that he did for me. His blood still saves. Am I right? It still works. And I'm still thankful for the blood today. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else today? Is there anybody else that's thankful for the blood? Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all know today that Jesus is real?
Yes, yes.
And you know, folks say what they want to say, but you know. He's real. Because he's real in your life. And you can feel him living inside of you. John said in that first verse that Jesus is the beginning. He says he is the word of life. And that he had seen Jesus for himself. You better say it, John. John, yeah, I know what y'all, yeah, let me tell you what I saw. John wanted us to know that Jesus is not just some idea. He's not just a thought. John said he's real. What you say, John? He's real. John said, I heard, I seen with my own eyes, I touched with my own hands. You can't tell me nothing. He's real. Is there anybody out there that can confess that Jesus is real in your life? He's real, he's real. How many consider Jesus your partner? Is he your partner today? that's a different kind of thing right there. You run in partner. John said, if you want to be partners with Jesus, you must confess your faults. And when you confess your faults, the blood of Jesus forgives you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's because of the blood that we receive forgiveness of our sins. Still thankful for the blood. Because of the blood, the penalty for our sins have already been paid. I'm still thankful for the blood. As we praise him on this communion Sunday, it's good to know that his blood still heals. It's good to know that his blood still saves. It's good to know that his blood still works. Still thankful for the blood today. I'm so glad Jesus is not some once upon a time fairy tale. He's real, I tell you. And I know he's real.
Yes.
I'm like John, I done experienced him for myself. I'm telling you, he's real. Most of you have lived long enough to know that problems in life ain't make believe. Am I right? Yeah, problems are real. But you know what else? So is Jesus. And as we battle through life, we know that God has given us somebody in our life. He's given us something real in our life. And his name is?
Jesus.
It's good to know that we got something real that we can call when we get in trouble, when problems get so overwhelming in life. This thing we call life will do what?
Put
a hurting on you. It's good to know you can call on somebody that's real in your life. We waste priceless years on empty substitutes. But Jesus is real. John says today, stop wasting your time on mess. Spend all of your love and spend all of your time with the real thing. And his name is?
Jesus.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Lord. What's real is not found in things, but in a person. And his name is?
Jesus.
Yeah, it is. Jesus is real, and his blood still heals, and his blood still saves. And I'm still thankful for the blood. God's going to leave just a few things as we deal with this. I'm not going to be long. How many of y'all know his blood still works?
Yes.
Still thankful for the blood. The first thing is this. He brought us back. That's what Jesus did when he shed his blood. He brought us back. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. The first thing is, he brought us back. Somebody go back from where? I've got to tell you in a minute. He brought us back. Amen? Somebody say, I already know where I was before I met Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Pick up that first verse with me. Let's read a few verses. I'm going to pick up two, but let's pick up one. See, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, we now have fellowship with God. Jesus, thank you for bringing us back. How many know that we were dead and Jesus brought us back? Yeah, we were dead to sin. We were dead to God. And Jesus reconciled us back to the Father. Because of Jesus and his blood, we have been brought back to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Before we accepted Jesus into our lives, we were separated from God. Now we're back. Somebody say, I'm back. We were out there wandering and didn't know who we really were, but we're back. Because of the blood of Jesus, we were brought back. We now have peace with God. Somebody know that word. We now have fellowship with the Father. Somebody say amen. John, just remind you, you got fellowship now with the Father and with his Son, Jesus. We're back. When we become saved, the blood of Jesus tears down the barrier that was between us and God. That might be a stout word for somebody. Still thankful for the blood. It still works. It brought us back to our Father. How many feel like you've been brought back today? How many already feel like you've been caught? You've been brought back. You're not still bound. No. You're not still separated from your Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for bringing us back. Are you having fellowship with God and Jesus today?
Amen.
Do you ever know? Do you even know who you belong to today? Do you know who you belong to today? Yeah, that's a story of a college student who had to go home for a funeral for his grandmother. And upon returning to school, his grades started to go down. All of his teachers thought that maybe it's because his grandmother died and that the grades would get better over time. But his grades got worse. Then finally, the student went to see a counselor and he confessed the real problem. While he was home for the funeral, he opened his grandmother's Bible and discovered that he was actually an adopted son.
Wow.
He started crying and said, I don't know who I belong to, and I don't know where I come from. Church, because of Jesus, we don't have that problem.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus, we have assurance that we belong to God. That's a sad point. We were separated, but Jesus brought us back. The blood brought us back. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Somebody say, I'm back.
Amen.
Now you can do better. Let's say, I'm back.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Yeah. We are his children. Am I right?
Yes.
God is our Father, and we know we belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because of the blood, we're back now, and we can approach him with anything we need and want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a great thing that Jesus did for us. Remember when you were a kid growing up and you did something wrong? You know, you should have gotten a whooping for it. You put on a hissy fit and crying and snot dropping and you know, looking up with those sad eyes at mama or daddy. And, you pitiful eyes and I'm sorry. Yeah. But instead of getting a whooping, they hug you and forgave you. You then had a peace come over you. That's the way it is with us. That's the way you ought to feel now that God has forgiven us and Jesus has brought us back. Somebody say, I'm back.
I'm back.
Don't it give you a good feeling?
Yeah.
To know that you don't have eternal condemnation. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Somebody say, but God. Jesus already paid it all. Thank you, Jesus. You brought us back. Still thankful for the blood. And the first thing is, he brought us back. Not only did he bring us back, but the second thing is, he brought us light. I don't know about you, but that's a good thing in this dark world. Am I right? Just to know you have some light that will shine no matter what your day brings on. Yeah. He brought us back and he brought us light. Come on, let's pick up the word. Pick up that verse 5 with me. Read a few verses. This is the message. Y'all there? This is the message which we have heard from him. I declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. He brought us light. Before Jesus, we were in the dark. Am I right? But the blood of Jesus brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Church, it's not good to hover around in the dark. Huh? Bad things happen in the dark. Am I right? You know, when you walk with a dog, you may trip over something. Or you may step on a snake. You may step on a snake. You might bump your head on something. You might run into the wall. Something might slip up on you in the dark. Oh, but thanks be to God that we are no longer in the dark. Jesus brought us light. Jesus turned on the light. Jesus made my pathway bright. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Because I'm no longer in the dark. That's a shouting point. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the light. And in him, there is no darkness. Jesus is the light that shineth in me. That shineth in me. And he'll show up in me. That sounds like a song, doesn't it? Yeah. Other folk have claimed to be guides. And other folks have claimed to be saviors. But John says Jesus is the real deal. He's the best of the best. He's a guide and a savior. As a matter of fact, he's a bright and morning star. Who are we talking about?
Jesus.
Yeah. His light shines on all of us. Am I right? And one thing about his light, when he shines his light on us, he's going to reveal some stuff. Some of the stuff that we may not want people to see. Some of the stuff we ourselves kind of act like we can't see. We're when he's down this light, he reveals some stuff. Yeah. And the things we've been trying to keep in the dark. You can't see dust on the furniture in the dark. You can't see junk in a dark room. But oh, when the light comes on. And another good thing about Jesus and his light. When Jesus shines his light on us, he allows the Spirit to guide us.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that good? Amen. Jesus brought us light. You're either walking in light with him, or you're walking in darkness with the devil. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us light in a dark world. Oh, it seems like it's getting darker and darker every day, doesn't it? But Jesus. In these crazy times, you've got to be on one side or the other. Which side are you on? Yeah, still thankful for the blood. First of all, he brought us back.
Yes, he did.
And the second thing is, he brought us light.
Yes.
And the last thing that God wants to leave you is this. He made us right. He brought us back. He brought us light. He made us right. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, how many of y'all know he hooked that thing up for y'all? Yeah, he did. Let's go to the Word. Come on, let's read a few verses and take it on home. Y'all still with me? Pick up the verse 7 with me again. Let's read it over again, and then we pick up if you want. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And it says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Not some sins, not most sins, but I like the fact that it says from all of the sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But here's the one that really had me stout. If we confess our sins, some versions of the Bible say we confess our faults. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, but this is the shouting piece, and to cleanse us, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I told you he made us right.
Yes.
Ain't God good? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't praise a Savior like that? How many know that the blood of Jesus washes away our past, present, and future dirty sins? I saw it say it all. Thank you, Jesus. His blood cleaned us up. His blood made us right.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say, I'm clean.
I'm clean.
And I'm right.
I'm
God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus cleaned us up. We were filthy and nasty. We were all messed up. And Jesus made us right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus provided forgiveness for all of our sins. Jesus paid a heavy price for you and me. Am I right?
Yes.
On that cross, he carried the weight of all of our sins. And God good.
Amen.
He bared all the pain. And God good. When they drove nails in his hands. When they drove nails in his feet. When they pierced him in his side. He had the power to come down from that cross. But he simply hung his head and died. He was hung up for our hang-ups. And God good. Jesus made us right.
Thank you, Lord.
He cleaned us up and made us right. Somebody say, I'm clean.
I'm clean.
And I'm right.
And I'm right.
It's good to know that no matter how I messed up,
well,
the blood of Jesus will clean clean up what I messed up. Thank you, Jesus. He made us right. Somebody say, I'm clean.
And I'm right.
As I get ready to close out, church, on this communion Sunday, we're still thankful for the blood of the Lamb. His blood still saves. His blood still heals. His blood still delivers. His blood still makes a difference in our life. The Bible said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Yes. Any saved folk in the house today?
Amen.
The redeemed of the Lord ought to say so.
Amen.
If you love him today, say so.
Amen.
If he brought you from a mighty long way, say so.
Amen.
If he healed your body before, say so.
Amen.
If he blessed you financially and you weren't expecting to get anything, say so. If he delivered you from all the evil that was around you, say so.
Amen.
If when your friends deserted you and your family turned your back on you, God still brought you through, say so.
Amen.
If he made a way out of no way, you ought to say so. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was placed upon him. And by his stripes, we are his. Somebody here ought to say so. If you love him today, say so. If you've been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you ought to say so. As I take this one home, Satan is still standing before God accusing you. Looks like Satan had an open and shut case against you. Somebody say, but Jesus. He stepped in and silenced your accuser. He made a case before God for you. Jesus told the Father that I'll offer myself as a substitute. He said, Father, forgive him. For they know not what they do. He made a case for you. Then he proceeded to die for you. Ain't he good? And his blood still works. It was a great thing that he did for us. You ought to go tell somebody. The redeemer of the Lord ought to do what? And you ought to tell somebody that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How many of y'all still want to say so? And you ought to tell somebody amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind. But now I see.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Tell somebody, if you know anything about Jesus and you know the power that's still in his blood, you tell somebody that his blood will never lose its power. Don't give God some praise in this place. I'm still thankful for the blood. How about you? Ah, oh, thank you, Lord. Let me leave you this one thing to share with somebody as we close this out. There's a story of a lawyer who was reading a wealthy client's last will and testament to a group of greedy relatives. Well, the lawyer read the will, and with the relative hanging on to every word that he was getting ready to say, just anticipating what they were going to get, the lawyer read it and it said, I, John Jones, being assigned mind and body, spent it all.
Amen.
Thank God that when Jesus wrote his last will for us and shed his own blood for us, he made it possible for all of us to share in his riches. Oh, am I with somebody now? But instead of spending it all, he paid it all. Y'all give us some praise today. Give us some glory. Give us some honor. His blood still works. His blood covers us. His blood will never lose its power. I'm still thankful for the blood of Jesus. How about you? Then y'all give him one more hand clap of praise today. As we stand on our feet, let's come down for our invitation to discipleship.